This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about, off and on, the Democratic Socialists of America, the Associated Press, running a big story on them today. And a feature-length kind of story talking about how their membership numbers are on the rise. Dramatic increase, like an eightfold increase in the last couple few years. Since Trump, they say, it has increased the interest in people going even further and coming out publicly as socialists, going even further to the left. We'll go to your calls and thoughts then a little bit more here from the AP story. Let's talk to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live on via Skype.
Is the wind hitting the microphone?
It was there for a moment, but now that you started talking, it's cutting it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, you caught me by surprise. Let me walk out of the wind here while I'm talking to you. I've lived in New Mexico, and I've lived in Sedona, Arizona, but I've never lived in Sedona, New Mexico. Where is that, Mark?
Oh, did I get? I'm sorry. That's the problem with live radio. You know, sometimes you just say things. I've been to Sedona, Sedona, Arizona, and it came to mind when I said that. And pardon me if I offended all the good people of New Mexico and all those people in Sedona.
What were you calling about tonight?
I originally was going to call about what I want to talk about, but I'll fit into your conversation. The switching pages here. I was reading a document that kind of gives you a bunch of answers that everybody knows, but nobody really employs or deploys. And I don't know why, because it gives you the answer to the questions you've been asking or many of the questions you've been answering. And it's very brief, actually. You know, it's the when in the course of human events thing. And it goes down to the point where we hold these truths to be self-evident, you know, unalienable rights,
life,
liberty. All men
are created equal, they're endowed with unalienable rights.
Pursuit of happiness.
The Declaration of Independence here?
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, and then you in a different conversation, you can go on and combine that with the Constitution, as I like to do. I see them as one document that work hand in hand. But, you know, it says this one sentence, basically. It says governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. Of the governed.
The the New Hampshire Constitution, in its first paragraph, makes a statement similar to that. That
many state constitutions do.
Yeah. So, but obviously it's BS because let me tell you, I brought that up in court before, and the judge didn't give a rat's.
Just when a police officer tries to give you a ticket for rolling through a stop sign, just inform him that you don't.
I don't consent. Yeah.
Right, but what I'm trying to tell you is that there's an answer here for you, and it says right here that it was used to form this country, and they were basically using it against their own country, sure. And it also is a prescription for any future action, like you're talking about now. It says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form that shall seem most likely to affect their safety, happiness, and that. And so what it's saying is that you don't all you have to do is start collecting numbers of people that agree with that sentence that I just read, that the government is out of line, and you just need to give them a notice that, hey, you know, goodbye. You can leave now. You can vacate your offices because we're throwing you off. And if you have a sufficient percentage of the population that will say that right along with you, there doesn't need to be any violence. You know, once you
agree.
What I've suggested on the air tonight is that people be able to opt out of individual government programs. The United States government, all governments, are service organizations.
Well, purportedly.
Purported service organizations.
But they don't act like other service organizations.
They're monopoly service organizations, and they provide services, and maybe I want to use the interstate system, and I don't want to use the, whatever. You pick the government program, maybe whatever it is. I'm happy to pay for NPR. I do support my local NHPR here because I listen to it. But that's how they should be. They should be funded by users.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
I do have a caveat to that real quick.
Yeah.
I believe that if you create a creator is possesses the things that they create. So the United States government, since it creates corporations, that
does it.
It yes.
Every corporation I've ever seen was registered with a state government.
Okay.
Is there a federal corporate registry?
I don't know that there is. Basically, at this point, the states have their mandates from the federal government, but mm-hmm. Sure. All right. As far as I'm concerned, you opt in to whatever their structure is when you create a corporation, so their corporations could be taxed by whatever entity, so the state or whatever organization issues the corporation, then fine.
So now you're just talking about they would be essentially a group of lawyers that are issuing pieces of paper with words on them and can tax those organizations. Like, why would anybody want to incorporate in a country where the government didn't have the same power that it currently
does? A corporation allows one to it's a legal structure that dissolves certain responsibilities for situations. So if you are a shareholder in a company that is like Enron that's found to be doing bad things, I have shares of Enron. I have a piece of paper that issues the numbers of shares that I've got. And I don't know what the
numbers. Why can't I get my shares from some other organization? If everything in the government that you're talking about is completely voluntary, including the creation of a corporation, shouldn't I be able to go to some group of lawyers and have them come up with some shares for a corporation?
Like, I'm just saying.
Why should the government have a monopoly on issuing corporations?
Why would they?
Well, indeed. So I'm not persuaded to use the government services in any way, shape, or form.
I'm not asking you to.
Okay,
I'm just saying that the government would have the right to tax its corporations.
Right.
It would also
have to deal with
market pressure.
Let's go to Big Loaf. He's on our line on the Discord on-air call-in line room in North Carolina. Go ahead, Big Loaf.
Gentlemen, good evening. So I guess first thing before the topic I wanted to get into is y'all's advertising must be working really well because you all know I'm a crypto skeptic. Yet my four-year-old is walking around the house singing some made-up Bitcoin song out of nowhere. So I thought I'd pass.
Do we have a Bitcoin jingle on the air, Mark?
No, he's made it up.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, he's just heard Bitcoin enough. He's walking around making up a song about Bitcoin. So advertising must be working.
But, now's the time to buy, pal.
Thanks.
I don't know about that, but I wanted to bring up the story from earlier this week about the effort to split up California into like three different states
which unfortunately has failed due to the California Supreme Court striking it down after it was lawsuit was brought, a civil suit against that particular ballot measure. They had received enough signatures to get the proposal to split California.
What was the suit based on?
Basically, the argument was it would be illegal because it would dissolve the government. So the Supreme Court of California said, yeah, you can't vote on this because it would dissolve us.
Ladies and gentlemen, now you know exactly how free you are.
Well,
you may vote on what form of force is used against you, but you may not vote as to whether or not it is used against
you. Well, now there's an argument, though, Mark, that they could re-propose another ballot measure, which would be a constitutional amendment. If they could get the higher level of signatures and or votes eventually for a constitutional amendment, then you could amend to allow for a split in theory.
Yeah, I think you would have to do that, honestly. Yeah.
So that's ultimately, if they're going to come back again, that's how they're going to have to try again. But they've lost at this point. Go ahead with your comments, though.
Yeah, I'm sort of kind of like Mark. This is sort of kind of like that shut up slave moment, right? You think we have a democracy? Shut up. You know? But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought that was pretty interesting, right? There's still a lot of people that are like, you know, hey, vote harder, things will change. And then, you know, the courts say shut up and that's it.
Well, it may not be it, but you're right. I mean, the political channels are fraught with frustration and shutdowns and
it's block really, really passages. Difficult to get things done through a political fashion.
No doubt.
The best I can tell, it's really difficult to get things done in any way, shape, or form anyway.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, and thanks for the call, Big Loaf, ultimately, anything that's going to change, we've got to change people's hearts and minds. If people still love the idea of the state, if they love the idea of controlling their neighbors, we're never going to get out of this. No matter how much, you know, persuading is attempted. There's more coming up here. 855 450 free. We gotta change hearts and minds.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, and you are invited here. You can join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. And I do want to make sure you know about saveitpurse.com. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. This is how you do it. You can see, if you're on the cams, you can probably see there's a stack like a white boxes in the background. Those are the new printer cartridges that I got at 20% off. You know, I never used to buy the brand name cartridges because I was too cheap. Like, I could never justify spending $400 to buy cartridges. Like, you can buy a whole new printer for that, you'd think, right? Well, the trick they use is on a new printer, they give you these sort of starter cartridges these days.
They're empty.
Which are mostly empty. And so they want you to keep buying these brand name cartridges. The Chinese brand ones that I got, most of the time they didn't work. And so it was really always more of a hassle than it ended up being worth. But I kept, you know, putting up with it for so long just because I couldn't justify spending the money to buy the official brand cartridges.
You are cheap.
And now, 20% off makes me feel so much better. I don't even bat an eye at it. It's like, oh, we need more toner? No problem. 20% off. At saveitpurse.com. And I'm not just talking about toner. That's just the recent thing I got. I've used this service for 3 years now, I think. And maybe more than 3 years. It's been a few years. And they're now taking Bitcoin Cash natively over at saveitpurse.com. So it used to be you had to use just Bitcoin. This was a way for you to convert your Bitcoin into real-life things at a huge discount. Now Bitcoin Cash is accepted there at saveitpurse.com. But that's still the way you got to do it. You got to use Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. You can't use dollars to get these incredible discounts, which sound too good to be true. I don't blame you if you're skeptical, but you can go and try it for yourself. This is the real deal at
saveatpurse.com. Yeah. Create an account and get started.
Right. Now you got to get crypto, and you can do that.
They actually have an opportunity to get crypto there.
Yeah, but you don't want to buy your crypto on SaveItPurse if you're going to spend it on SaveItPurse because you're paying 20% on top of. If you're a crypto buyer at SaveItPurse, you basically don't have other options to buy crypto. That's essentially the people who are buying on
but
that site.
Bitcoin.com will give you options to buy. Yes. Yeah, better. Yeah. Better. And by the way, Bitcoin.com sponsored me in jiu-jitsu, and I will be going to my first tournament next week.
Cool.
This time.
So check it out, saveitpurse.com. Let's get back into the story here about the did we still have Big Loaf? Did we get – he's still there? No, we're done with him. Okay. I want to make sure we didn't leave somebody on the phones. Anyway, so we've been talking about democratic socialism, so-called. And there's the Democrat Socialist of America Party that has been growing. According to the Associated Press, they say members during public meetings often refer to each other as –
comrade!
Yep, comrade.
You're killing me.
They wear clothing featuring socialist symbols like the rose and promote authors such as Karl Marx.
I would hope the hammer and sickle's gone out of fashion.
I actually saw a commie at a recent event for the ACLU that I was at this week. They did an excellent immigration, know your rights, police checkpoint presentation.
The ACLU did.
Yes, not the communists, but the ACLU. But there was at least one out communist that was there wearing pins and, you know, a communist t-shirt, and he still had a hammer and sickle pin.
Okay.
Anyway, the common association with the...
I'm glad I live in a country where he has the opportunity to do that. And I'm also glad that most people are going to ostracize him for it.
The common association, he didn't look ostracized, but anyway, with the failed Soviet Union has made it difficult for sympathetic liberals to explain their connection. Quote, I don't like the term socialist because people do associate that with bad things in history, said Kansas congressional candidate James Thompson, who is endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America and campaigned alongside Bernie Sanders and Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, but is not a dues-paying Democratic Socialist. He says, quote, there's definitely a lot of their policies that closely align with mine.
That's because he's a socialist.
He's an Army veteran turned civil rights attorney and is running again after narrowly losing a special election last year to fill the seat vacated by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Even in deep red Kansas, he embraces policies like Medicare for all and is openly critical of capitalism. In Hawaii, 29-year-old State Rep. Kanyela Ng isn't shy about promoting his status as a Democratic Socialist in his bid for Congress, which figures Hawaii is sort of known as a socialist stronghold.
Well, Hawaii is a democratic stronghold, and that means that you have to differentiate yourself as somebody who's running. But just because there's lots of different types of Democrats, although socialists get a lot of, they're active people. They're passionate about their beliefs, so they tend to get out and do these sorts of things. The socialist in Kansas is somebody who can say anything he wants because he's never going to get elected. The socialist in, Hawaii is trying to differentiate him or herself.
So he's pushing to the left.
Yeah, to show, hey, I'm different than these other people. This to me, the title Democratic Socialist is probably not a winner politically, but, that's my opinion.
Ng told the AP of the Democratic Socialist, well, Bernie Sanders is one in Vermont with that label.
Bernie Sanders did it the right way in politics, started out as a mayor. Worked his way up in very independent-minded Vermont. You can get away with it. Remember, there's only 600,000 people there.
Yeah.
God knows how many of them vote. Call it 300,000. And they had the hippies move in the 60s with the Back to the Earth movement. So, yeah, Vermont's a different place.
Ng told the AP of the Democratic Socialist label, which he's accepted for himself, he says, we figure just lean in hard. He acknowledged some baby boomers may be scared away, but says the policies democratic socialists promote, like free health care and economic equality, aren't extreme. Well, and by that he means people want that stuff. You know, who doesn't want free stuff?
Economic equality is this real buzzword. So, in the last 30 years, CEO pay has gone blah, blah, blah. Well, what difference does CEO pay matter for your pay? Now, if you say your pay has been stagnant, or people like you and your class has been stagnant, that's an issue. But, that's the paycheck. It also matters how far is your dollar going, how much are you buying with your dollar. That matters. What if, I don't know whether this is true, but there's certainly some economic evidence towards it. What if the very rich must get rich, much richer than us in order for us to get richer? So, for instance, you're a paralegal working for a lawyer. You work for him for 3 years. He does so well, the partnership decides to double his pay and double your pay. Your pay just got doubled from $10 an hour to $20 an hour. His got doubled from $100 an hour to $200 an hour. The disparity, although both of you got a percentage increase of 100%, the disparity has now gone from $90 to $180. So it has increased by 200%.
Which presumes that there would be some sort of a doubling raise going on, and that's probably unlikely that most people would get the same type of raise like that.
Well, if you're the paralegal that makes that lawyer look good,
right,
then you deserve that doubling.
If you're an employee making your boss more money, he ought to give you a raise.
He
Otherwise,
ought to make sure,
you might leave.
Right.
You pay your good employees well, keep them around.
And have a great attitude because they're nice to be around and all kinds of other reasons. But if you're the paralegal that, could easily be replaced, well, then you're not worth it.
According to RNC Chair Ronna Romney McDaniel, quote, embracing socialist policies like government-run health care, guaranteed jobs program, and open borders will only make Democrats more out of touch. So the Republicans obviously striking back here against the socialists. But, of course, they're all socialists, as you pointed out earlier, Mark. They all support government wealth redistribution programs. At least the socialists are willing to be honest about it. There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free, like freedom. You can join us on the radio. Free Talk Live.
Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have- USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
Keep us in prayer. We're going to need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She says, above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sizes. He said, I'm going to show you where they are. What you want me to do.
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter. And my husband.
Tia, not sure how she survived as waves come over her head. She says it's a miracle, but doesn't know how she will go on without her family.
I don't know. I'm gonna do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. You dial toll-free to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. The Democratic Socialists of America making headlines. The Associated Press running a feature story on them today. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we are not fans of socialists here on Free Talk Live, because generally they're people that support forced wealth redistribution.
Right.
And it's hard to get them to admit it. In a lot of cases, but sometimes you actually can. If you manage to talk to one of them long enough and they're intellectually honest enough to actually give you answers to questions, they can be kind of backed into a corner where they will admit, yes, they are willing to use the force of violence in order to institute whatever their programs are.
Right.
And that's
many will use the term community ownership of the means of production. Now, I was taught in school state ownership of the means of production is the definition of socialism.
Well, that's one of the things that would define it differently from communism, right?
I don't understand the difference between community ownership of the means of production and a commune. And so when I think of communism, I think of a large commune where everybody's an equal and fair. It's equal, it's fair, and everybody's a participant in the situation, right? So, a classroom when the teacher has left. That's communism or something. I don't know. I don't have good definitions of this because I don't believe communism can work at all. I think it's heaven.
It's basically against human nature. I mean, it's never going to
now socialism out. Where you decide, okay, well, we're all buying this piece of land and we're going to make so little money that the government won't tax us on it, and we're going to grow our own food and it's all going to be organic, and we're going to have solar panels, and we're going to do all this stuff like the dancing rabbit commune out in I think it's Missouri. They're going to, you know, do this sort of thing. Well, that can function within a free market. Freedom means you can do what you want. You can have whatever.
If it's voluntary, yes.
And
that's the key.
Employee-owned businesses are that's a form of socialism, I guess. Like, you know.
It's not socialism because there's no state involved, right? So isn't the idea the difference
when
between
they use their term community ownership of the means of production?
Yeah, isn't the idea, though, I mean, again, if you're a socialist and you want to call in about this, feel free, 855-450 free. But isn't the idea of, well, you need socialism to get to communism, you got to have a socialist state redistribution
that's
program.
That's Marxism.
Then you end the state and then,
you're
communism.
No, that's Marxism.
No?
Okay. Anarchism says, red and black anarchism says that you can go from what we have today straight to communism. Bam, it works.
Okay, but the socialists would say differently, right? Like, you need to have socialism first, then you can have
some
communism.
Socialists will just say that you should have an educated elite.
Just stop at socialism.
Right,
keep socialism around.
Educated elite should be deciding how things get done. Right. We need five-year plans, for goodness sake.
So what you're saying here is the commies and the socialists don't all necessarily agree on the end game.
The democratic socialists don't agree on this, this little charter that they put out here.
Yeah, well, like, what's the difference between the Democratic Socialists of America and the Socialist Workers' Party? There are different socialist parties in the
Lots
United States.
Lots of them, because they can't agree.
Right. Let's go to John. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Yeah, hello, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to say that, socialism, I'm thoroughly against socialism as well. You know,
sure.
It's never going to work. It's been tried and it's failed. I mean, I heard, I believe it was Marx say earlier something about everybody wants free stuff. And, of course, everybody does want free stuff. The problem is that there's nothing free in socialism because they're taking money from one man and they're redistributing it to another. So who's winning, who's losing? Everybody's losing. There's no middle class. What's going
to
happen?
That's why you have to vilify the rich. And they do that
exactly
pretty thoroughly. So they have to say, the rich are bad, the rich are bad, CEOs get paid too much, blah, blah, blah. And they do that over and over again. It is the talking point. If you've got X number of dollars or above, you are basically a bad person.
Well, if they're rich and politicians, then they get a pass. Like Bernie Sanders.
If they're politicians in anything, they get a pass. You can be a politician and molest kids, it seems, nowadays, and get a pass. So I have no idea.
You can certainly be a cardinal in the Catholic Church. Yeah. That's in other news.
You sure can, if you guys heard about that one, too. It's unbelievable what's going on. I just can't believe that they've come right out and pretty much admitted that they're socialists. So close to the midterm elections, I would think that would be the wrong strategy, but who the heck
knows?
Indeed, it's a crazy world we're living in nowadays, guys.
Well, right. And speaking of campaign strategy here, they do point out in the story that most of the DSA, the Democratic Socialist of America endorsed candidates, have struggled despite the lady in New York's recent success.
Sure.
They say Gail McLaughlin, and thank you for the call, John. I appreciate hearing from you. Gail McLaughlin finished 8th in last month's Democratic primary to become California's lieutenant governor, earning just 4% of the vote. All three endorsed candidates for Maryland's Montgomery County Council lost last month as well, and Ryan Fenwick was blown out by 58 points in his run to become the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky. Ringelstein, who was the person in Maine that we talked about at the very beginning of the show,
right,
who was a Democrat who has now embraced the Democratic Socialist Party, so he's unique in that he's the only Senate candidate in the United States to do that. Says here he's expected to struggle in his campaign to unseat Maine Senator Angus King, an independent who caucuses with Democrats. He's refusing to accept donations from lobbyists or corporate political action committees, which has made fundraising a grind. At the end of June, King's campaign reported, so his opponent's campaign reported, $2.4 million cash on hand, while Ringelstein had just $23,000. So in a political system where money seems to make a difference, and you're trying to unseat an incumbent, it's going to be a real uphill battle.
It is, but that doesn't mean that it's all over. This is the way that these changes are made in the United States.
From the bottom up, you mean?
Slowly from the bottom up, people who get involved in the party. I don't think running against the incumbent is necessarily the way to do it, but it's putting a
Somebody's got to run against an incumbent somewhere.
It's putting a little pressure on them, and that's not a bad thing.
If you don't run against the incumbent, then they don't have to spend any money on it.
People being involved in party politics, that seems to be what makes the biggest difference.
Well, and I think one of the things that makes a difference is concentration of activism, which is what we've seen happening here in New Hampshire, where libertarians have been coming. The libertarians, the voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists have been converging here in New Hampshire. They've been doing all kinds of political action. Many of them are running for political office, some as Republicans, some as Democrats, some as libertarians, like myself and our other co-host, Daryl. Mark, you are in the Republican Party. You look confused.
Yeah, weren't you running as the NH Liberty Party or something?
All parties are made up. And the New Hampshire Liberty Party was something that Daryl and Conan and I, it was started by three Free Talk Live co-hosts. We started back in 2012 because at that time the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire was in just pathetic shape. And it was an embarrassment, and we wanted to have a principled alternative out there to provide some competition. Ultimately, Daryl ended up getting nominated and elected to chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, and he and Roger Paxton, who's also a sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live, managed to really breathe a life back into the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. They have now left their seats. Daryl's still sort of on as the chairman emeritus, so like former chair. Rogers, he's retired from politics at this point. So we'll see how the Libertarian Party continues to move forward within New Hampshire. But it's at a level that it hasn't been at in two decades here. There was a time in New Hampshire in the 1990s when the Libertarian Party actually had some seats in the State House. And we've now gotten Libertarians who are in the State House now. They were Republicans and Democrats, and they flipped, so they were not elected as Libertarians. Yeah. But two of the three are going to run again as Libertarians this year.
One of them has a chance.
I would say at least one of them has a chance. So we'll see how it all ends up panning out. But in 2016, the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire did gain ballot access again. So we're actually on the same level as far as if you want to run in the state of New Hampshire as a state rep, it's $2 to file for a state rep candidate. Whereas for the Libertarians, it used to be you had to get a bunch of petition signatures and jump through hoops. Now it's only $2, so we're at the same level of far as qualifications for office as the Republicans and Democrats. So we'll see how that pans out for the Libertarians this year. But it's nice to see, and the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is the only of all the 50 states that has any state representatives that are Libertarians. We've got more than all the other 49 states combined here in New Hampshire. So concentrating activism works. I'll tell you a little bit more about how you can learn about that coming up.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you get on the line right now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about the Democratic Socialists of America, who are in the news as a growing political influence, they say here in the Associated Press report. They've got more numbers than they have in recent years, up to 45,000 members, up from 6,000 just a few years ago. But what's it all about? What does it actually mean to be a so-called democratic socialist? And what's the difference between democratic socialists and socialists? That's something that has not been made clear at all in this particular article. In fact, the AP's analysis says it basically looks like they're socialists. You know, the word socialists is common throughout the democratic socialists. Well, so, like,
Bernie Sanders' version is let's give free college to everybody.
We support that.
Medicare for all. So
I support that.
And basically, that's it. Like, these are the two platforms that I saw trotted out.
They also say $15 minimum wage, and apparently they're...
I bet he would have said that, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls here and thoughts.
If $15 minimum wage is good, then why not go for $100?
Indeed. Well, that's a whole other discussion about why the minimum wage is counter to good economics, essentially. And that's something we should start the show with, I think.
And drives unskilled workers out of the marketplace.
Correct. It hurts the very people that it's intended to help. If you want to comment on that, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But I was talking about, you know, if you're concerned about this, if you're concerned about the rise of socialism, of course, again, the argument is the United States is already a socialist country. It's just most people don't want to admit it, and including the Republicans. But if you're concerned about these issues and you care about freedom, if you believe in liberty, you believe that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't bring harm to another human being, if you are in agreement with the non-aggression principle, which says that you shouldn't use aggressive force to achieve your goals in life, basically. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, you really owe it to yourself to learn more about the migration of freedom lovers to New Hampshire. and it's been going on now for well over a decade as an official sort of organized thing. Obviously, people have been moving to New Hampshire for many decades because it's more free.
More freedom.
So it's sort of always existed, but now it's a more palpable concept that's really happening with thousands of people committing themselves to pick up and move to New Hampshire and get active, most importantly. I mean, some people are just kind of moving and living their life, but others are getting involved within political parties. Like I said, Mark, you're in the Republican Party. I met a girl at the dinner that I had recently at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance yearly awards dinner who's going to run as a Democrat where she lives. So there's people running as Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, and winning. There's actual anarcho-capitalists, actual principled libertarians, voluntarists, who are in the state government, in House of Representatives roles here in New Hampshire. And the impact that the libertarians have had, I think, is very clear and very obvious once you start getting involved here. So the meeting that I went to, the dinner, which you've gone to for like the past few years.
I've emceed it, yeah.
Right. I had gone a few years ago.
Well, you always had to sit in for me when I was going.
Right. And then I took over to the Sunday show for a while, and now you're in charge of the Sunday show again. So I've got Sundays off, and this dinner happens on Sunday night. So I actually got to go this year for the first time in a few years. And like it was previously, the place is packed to the gills with state representatives, many of whom are hoping to get a good grade from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a political organization formed
unlike
by free staters.
Unlike any other in any other state.
Right. It actually looks at all of the legislation and grades.
Not all of it, but yeah.
Well, they try to look at it as much as they can. They look at the legislation. They give the legislators voting recommendations as far as like, oh, here's how you would vote if you were a liberty-loving person. They also get, of course, voting recommendations from their political party. But in New Hampshire, you get voting recommendations from the libertarians as a Democrat or a Republican. So they're handing out voting recommendations to all these state reps every single week in the state house. That's one thing they do. And then they rate all of those state reps, all 400 of them, plus the senators. There's 24 of them. They rate them all based on how they voted on various different pieces of legislation throughout the year. And they come up with their yearly ratings, and they announced this was the awards dinner to give awards to the top, you know, A-plus rated state representatives, who I would like to say, once again, a Free Talk Live listener and state representative and you know, supporter of the show, actually, Mike Sylvia, congratulations to him for being the Liberty Legislator of the Year, according to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. He's been in the top tier. He's been an A-plus rep for like 5 years straight, and he's well-deserved. Kudos to him for receiving that award, because that is a very distinguished award. You know, there's only one person who gets it, and that's the top, most freedom-friendly, by their voting record, state representative.
And there's 400 of them.
And he's one of our listeners. And he's given money to the Free Talk Live AMP program in the past. Love that guy.
He's an amplifier, yep.
Yep, kudos to Mike Sylvia. That's how great it is here in New Hampshire, where listeners of Free Talk Live, Mark Warden, longtime advertiser, was also one of these Liberty Award-winning state reps
in the past.
Twice. He won that twice in the past. And he's also, obviously, a listener of Free Talk Live. Where can you say that is true anywhere else but New Hampshire? How many other states have state representatives sitting in office who are listeners of the most libertarian radio show in the United States? I don't know of them. You ever heard of them?
No.
No. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. That's because New Hampshire's special. It's unique. That's why
Maine has a senator
here
who now is listening to the show a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's pretty good.
But he came in after he was a senator, basically?
After he found out about us.
Gotcha. So let's go to Gene. He is the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey there.
Briefly, I was going to mention that I was in a Christian commune in the 70s, and
really?
It worked all right because it was voluntary. You know, you could leave it anytime you want. It works great as long as it's voluntary. But that's not what I called about. I called about the Russiagate and Seth Rich, because all of this nonsense, they're trying to push this DNC leak off onto the Russians when it was pretty clear that it was Seth Rich and a thumb drive was all that happened to get those DNC files out of there and into the wild and given to WikiLeaks. It's pretty.
This was the guy that got murdered, right?
Yeah, of course. He died 12 days before the leak the WikiLeaks published the files.
And WikiLeaks has said they did not receive anything from Russian, you know, agents or whatever.
And so it all of it looks like that Seth Rich is the guy. He snuck the stuff out of there on a thumb drive. Somehow Hillary found out about it and added one more dead body to her,
right,
you know, long list of dead bodies that follow their career.
Mysteriously continue to pile up.
So
I for one, find it an extreme mystery. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, so all of this nonsense, it's just smoke and mirrors to try and get us to believe that it was something other than what it was. And I think Hillary is using it so that she can claim that she, you know, because she said she had her server secured and it wasn't secured. Mm. And, you know, so they're trying to use all of this as a distraction from the truth. And even Kim.com has basically come out and said that he knows who leaked the emails, and he's saying that it was Seth Rich. So, I mean, it's obvious.
I'm not sure how Kim.com knows, but
founder
of Mega Upload, who is quite a Twitter presence.
According to Kim.com, he was involved in this whole process.
Oh, really?
But he could, interesting. Yeah, he could be blowing smoke, too, but
he's capable. It seems like he's capable of that.
Well, but he's also very well connected. So
yeah, he is.
You just don't know.
He's capable of telling the truth, too.
No doubt about
it. Yes, he is. So, anyway, he does have connections with WikiLeaks as well. I think so.
Gene, anything else you want to share?
I don't find, although the meeting between the summit there in Iceland or whatever with Trump and Putin did seem weird, I don't find the idea of meeting with Putin in some way reprehensible.
No, not at all.
And I find that the word Russia is basically Democrat for Benghazi at this point. Mm. It's this, you know, we're going to smear and smear and smear until there's nothing left to smear anymore. And I mean, of the things that Trump's done, there's all kinds of things that that one could say. Why not go after those instead of Russia, Russia? You know, I would like to have peace with Russia. I do find the downing of that, was it Norwegian, whatever, the Dutch airline, whatever the airliner was, to be very suspicious, though.
Gene, thank you for the call. That's Gene the Christian Anarchist. You can join him on our Discord server with a bunch of other listeners and some of the hosts over at discord.lrn.fm. And I forgot to mention, if you're interested in learning more about the libertarian migration to New Hampshire happening now, just go to 101reasonsfilm.com. There's a great hour-long documentary there that'll lay it out for you. Why New Hampshire already is the freest place, arguably on the globe, except certainly within the United States, and why you ought to come here if you're a libertarian or voluntarist. 101reasonsfilm.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.